Destruction mocks thee. O'er the blood-stained heath is faintly borne the stifled wail of death. Millions to fight compelled, to fight or die, in mangled heaps on war's red altar lie. The sternly wise, the mildly good, have sped to the unfruitful mansions of the dead, whilst fell ambition o'er the wasted plain triumphant guides his car, the ensanguined rain glory directs, fierce brooding o'er the scene, with hatred glance, with dire unbending mien. While what they want not, what they yet retain, adds tenfold grief, more anguished throbs of pain, to each unnumbered, unrecorded woe, which bids the bitterest tear of want to flow. But that the comfort which despotic sway has yet allowed, stern war must tear away. Ye cold advisers of yet colder kings, to whose fell breast no passion virtue brings, who scheme, regardless of the poor man's pang, who coolly sharpen misery's sharpest fang, yourselves secure. Yours is the power to breathe o'er all the world the infectious blast of death, to snatch at fame, to reap red murder's spoil, receive the injured with a courtier's smile. Make a tired nation bless the oppressor's name, and for injustice snatch the meed of fame. Were fetters made for anguish, for despair, must starving wretches torment misery bear, who mad with grief have snatched from grandeur's store what grandeur's hand had snatched from them before? Yet shall the vices of the great pass on, vices as glaring as the noonday sun. Shall rank corruption pass unheeded by? Shall flattery's voice ascend the wearied sky? And shall no patriot tear the veil away which hides these vices from the face of day? Is public virtue dead? Is courage gone? Bows its fair form at fell oppression's throne? Yes, it's torn away. The crimes appear. Expiring freedom asks a parting tear. A powerful hand unrolls the guilt-stained veil. A powerful voice floats on the tainted gale, rising corruption's error from beneath. A shape of glory checks the course of death. It spreads its shield o'er freedom's prostrate form. Its glance disperses envy's gathering storm. No trophied bust need tell thy sainted name. No herald blazon to the world thy fame, nor scrolls essay an endless meed to give. In grateful memory still thy deeds must live. No sculptured marble shall be raised to thee. The hearts of England will thy memoirs be. To thee the muse attunes no venal lyre. No thirsts of gold the vocal lays inspire. No interests plead, no fiery passions swell, whilst to thy praise she wakes her feeble shell. She need not speak it, for the pen of fame on every heart has written Burdett's name. For thou art he who dared in tumult's hour, dauntless thy tide of eloquence to pour, who fearless stemmed stern despotism's course, who traced oppression to its foulest source, who bade ambition tremble on its throne. How could I virtue name, how yet pass on thy name? Though fruitless thy divine essay, though vain thy war against fell powers array, thou taintless emanation from the sky, thou purest spark of fires which never die. Yet let me pause, yet turn aside to weep where virtue, genius, wit, with Franklin sleep. To bend in mute affliction o'er the grave where lies the great, the virtuous, and the brave. Still let us hope in heaven, for heaven there is. That sainted spirit tastes ethereal bliss. That sainted spirit the reward receives which endless goodness to its votary gives. Thine be the meed to purest virtue due. Alas, the prospect closes to the view. Visions of horror crowd upon my sight. They shed around their forms substantial night. Oppressors, venal minions, hence avaunt! Think not the soul of patriotism to daunt. though hot with gore from India's wasted plains, some chief in triumph guides the tightened reins. Though disembodied from this mortal coil, Pitt lends to each smooth rogue a courtier's smile. Yet does not that severer frown withhold, which, though impervious to the power of gold, could daunt the injured wretch, could turn the poor, unheard, unnoticed from the statesman's door. This is the spirit which can, reckless, tell the fatal trump of useless war to swell, can bid fame's loudest voice awake his praise, can boldly snatch the honorary bays, gifts to reward a ruthless, murderous deed, a crime for which some poorer rogue must bleed. Is this then justice? Stretch thy powerful arm, patriot, dissolve the frigorific charm, awake thy loudest thunder, dash the brand of stern oppression from the tyrant's hand. Let reason mount the despot's mouldering throne, and bid an injured nation cease to moan. Why then, since justice petty crimes control, should not its power extend to each, to all? If he who murders one to death is due, should not the great destroyer perish too? The wretch beneath whose influence millions bleed, and yet encomium is the villain's meed. His crime the smooth-tongued flatterer's conquest name, loud in his praises swell the notes of fame. Oblivion marks the murdering poor man's tomb, brood o'er his memory contempt and gloom. His crimes are blazoned in deformed array, his virtues sink, they fade for aye away. Snatch then the sword from nerveless virtue's hand, boldly grasp native jurisdiction's brand, for justice, poisoned at its source, must yield the power to each its shivered sword to wield, to dash oppression from the throne of vice, to nip the buds of slavery as they rise. Does jurisprudence slighter crimes restrain and seek their vices to control in vain? Kings are but men. If thirst of meanest sway, has not that title even snatched away? The fainting Indian on his native plains writhes to superior powers unnumbered pains. The Asian in the blushing face of day, his wife, his child, seized, sternly torn away, yet dares not to revenge while war's dread roar floats in long echoing on the blood-stained shore. In Europe, too, wild ruin rushes fast, see, like a meteor on the midnight blast, or evil spirit brooding over gore. Napoleon calm, can war, can misery pour, may curses blast thee, and in thee the breed which forces, which compels a world to bleed. May that destruction which 'tis thine to spread descend with tenfold fury on thy head. Oh, may the death which marks thy fell career in thine own heart's blood bathe the empoisoned spear. May long remorse protract thy latest groan. Then shall oppression tremble on its throne. Yet this alone were vain. Freedom requires a torch more bright to light its fading fires. Man must assert his native rights, must say, we take from monarch's hand the granted sway. Oppressive law no more shall power retain. Peace, love, and concord once shall rule again, and heal the anguish of a suffering world. Then shall things which now confusedly hurled seem chaos, be resolved to order's sway, and error's night be turned to virtue's day.